From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. French police have used tear gas on protesters as the officers evacuated migrants from a Paris school where they have been sheltered for the past few weeks. At least 150 migrants had occupied the facility in northeast Paris while it was empty for renovation. Those inside the building barricaded the doors as the protesters sought to block entry from outside. Meanwhile, European Union countries may be made to pay fines if they refuse to accept a share of the migrants that have entered Europe seeking asylum, leading Poland's foreign affairs minister wondering if the proposal was serious.
About this proposal, I'm still wondering if it's a serious proposal, because it sounds like an idea announced during the April Fool's Day.
The United States and its allies are expecting more offenses like the one Islamic State fighters pulled off on Tuesday in northern Iraq, briefly breaking Kurdish Peshmerga lines and resulting in the death of a U.S. Navy SEAL. U.S. officials have been adamant that Islamic State is as weak as it has been since its fighters first pushed into Iraq in June of 2014. But that optimism is tempered by caution. Defense and intelligence officials have repeatedly warned of the terror group's resilience. Kenyan police say they have foiled a terrorist plot by a group believed to have links to Islamic State. The group was allegedly planning large-scale attacks intended to kill Kenyans. Suspects include medical experts who say they were planning to launch the attack using the biological agent anthrax. Kenyan police have arrested medical intern Mohamed Abdi Ali, his wife, and her friend for their alleged involvement in the East African terror network. This is VOA.